Jews the world over drink together with a l'chaim. This is also done at memorial services. What's the source of this custom? Why is drinking associated with life? The Gemara, in the end of the sixth chapter of Shabbos, says the following. Rabbi Akiva made a party, and with every cup of wine that he poured for the rabbis, he said, Chamra v'chaya l'pum rabbanan, wine and life to the mouth of the rabbis, life and wine to the mouth of the rabbis and their students. Rashi says this was a blessing, that he blessed them when he gave them the wine to drink. The Marsha expands on this and says the following. It says that wine is a very healthy food and brings a person life when it's drunk in moderation and not excessively. So it was more of a blessing and a warning that they should drink it in moderation and not be excessive, so it will be for life and not the opposite. And for the students, it was also that even if they drink it excessively, no bad should happen to them and it should only bring them life. Others say that the tree of knowledge was grapes, and when Adam and Eve drank from the tree of knowledge, they made it into wine, so death was decreed upon them. And therefore, when we drink wine, we give a bracha that should be for life and not for death. Also, wine brings a lot of heartache. People get drunk and they do terrible things. And therefore, when somebody drinks wine, we give them a bracha that the wine should be for life and for good things and not for bad things. Similarly, we know that Noah drank wine and it led to all kinds of terrible things afterwards. It led to curses. So we give a blessing when we drink wine specifically of that it should be for life and not for death. Another idea I saw is that they used to take a person who was decreed to be executed, and they would get him drunk out of his senses so he would not feel the pain of the execution. So therefore, when we drink wine, we say it should be for life and not as someone who was sentenced to death and is being given wine in order to put him out of commission before he's executed. Also, it says that wine was made basically to comfort mourners and in order to, what's it called, to make a person's heart open to Torah and to make people jolly in doing other mitzvahs. So we hope a person, when he drinks the wine, it'll be for life and not for death of comforting mourners or whatever. Especially, therefore, when people drink it at a, not really a memorial service, but on a yard site, on a anniversary of a death, we hope that the wine will be drunk for happier and occasions of life and not occasions of death.